I take and make a hit from the on the good ship. Lollipop, move the hop, so I can put the hip in the grip. Everybody slip so I can take a trip to the dip. Dig a deeper hole, microphone control with soul. Look at my hot eyes and tell me, how could you be cold? I'm coming to you from the underground with thunder sound. Number one question, yo, how can I be down? Well, I tell you, bring your lighter and roll your finger. Back up on your lighter so you see the fire finger. Roll from left to right, then front to back. Herbal verbal letters, give the mic contact. React whenever I keep the head scoping. Don't front, don't you know I got you, oh, I got you. Oh. Don't front, don't you know I got you open. It's the original heads meeting, original crooks. Don't front, don't you know I got you open. Check my dialect from a diaphragm, my man. Don't front, don't you know I got you open. It's the original heads meeting, the original crooks. Don't front, don't you know I got you open. Check the dialect from a diaphragm, my man. Me and my crew walk the streets at night like looking for the right one, baby. If it's payday, I'm at your doorstep. I never sweat swinging the F nowadays, cause my breath is known for the tricks that is trade like toys in the cypher with my boys. We be getting busy, record shop. I drop the top and make the C's pop from the lie that I sparked last night in the dark. I be dedicated to the moon cause it's black. Resurrect, come back. Tell me about the other side, Jack. Now we going back to who got the props. When I blew up the spot last year on the box, the pressure to come back.
Will you, Dion? And Shador stands, please stop DMing me. I would really appreciate that if you would stop DMing me. And that goes for you too, Carly. Carly and I argue about Shador Sanders all the time. But I've been getting so many DMs on the show. People say that I dislike Shador Sanders and am rooting for him to fail. And I have something against Shador Sanders and Deion Sanders. I care. I'm not a fan per se, but I think Shador Sanders, I mean, he's the most accurate quarterback in the history of modern college football. Accuracy to me, I'm not a quarterback guru. I'm not John Gruden. You know, I'm not Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not Jeff Tedford. But I've seen enough football to understand that Shador Sanders is extraordinarily accurate. And to me, accuracy is the most important attribute that a quarterback can have that determines success. Now, I don't know if Shador Sanders is going to be a franchise quarterback. I don't know if he's the answer for the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if he's the answer for another team. But somebody that's as accurate as he is as a future in the NFL, at the very least, as a backup quarterback. Yes, I think that what Shador went through in the draft and his father, I think it was buck-breaking. No questions about that. I don't know how any African-American man could watch what happened and not feel that there was a personal response from the owners to the Sanders family being recalcitrant to all of these loaded words that they're an African-American family that didn't know their place. They didn't understand that they were the help. I agree with that. But Shador is not, he's not a generational talent, man. He's and the Sanders family is not the Manning family when it comes to quarterbacks. That's also a fact. It can be both. People don't understand that. We have this binary world where you have to be one or the other. He can also be an asshat and could have interviewed poorly and could have overplayed his hand, which I think the Sanders family did. So now I'm getting a lot of heat and a lot of emails. A lot of people are reaching out to me about Shador Sanders. And now that he's QB2 for the Browns, which is where I thought he would be at this point in the year. I didn't think that he was a first round pick. Excuse me. I didn't think that he was a top five pick. I always thought Shador was a late first round, early second round pick. I did not think that Cam Ward was a top five pick. I thought that Cam Ward was a late first round, early second round pick. You've seen it is not going well for Cam Ward, and Callahan got fired here in Cashville, which that's a horrible team. And that owner in Nashville, she doesn't know what she's doing. She has no idea. She doesn't have a modicum of a clue on what she's doing. You fired Rand Carthon. You're firing the coach. You're only giving people a year. And that roster is a 3-year overhaul in builds. I don't know who would want to come to Tennessee and coach this sinking ship going into the beautiful new stadium. Every day when I drive into Paragon 7 Studios downtown in Nashville, I can see the stadium going up, and it's going to be a beautiful venue for the Titans, for rock concerts, for country music concerts, for the Stellar Awards, for SEC stuff. There's going to be a lot of great stuff at that stadium. But you Shador fans need to puff the brakes. I've even seen people saying that they're hoping that Dillon Gabriel gets hurt. Why are you taking your anger out on Dillon Gabriel? Dillon Gabriel has nothing to do with the racist construct of the NFL. Dillon Gabriel has nothing to do with Shador Sanders and the Watch Flex. Dillon Gabriel, the Rolex Flex. Dillon Gabriel has nothing to do with Deion Sanders and his high-stepping persona. And the fact that he openly said, hey, my son's going to go where I want him to go. We're going to call the shots, mother bleepers. Not the owners in the NFL to write the checks. We're telling you work for us. Dillon Gabriel had nothing to do with that. Dillon Gabriel is just a mediocre quarterback trying to fight for a spot, fight for an opportunity to be a quarterback in the NFL at 5'9", 200 pounds, if he's even 200 pounds. Which we know inevitably, guys that are 5'9", 200 pounds, usually don't have very good NFL quarterbacking careers. If Doug Flutie couldn't do it, I know Russell Wilson was successful. He's a little bit taller than 5'9", but Russell Wilson was out of the pocket. Kyler Murray was out of the pocket early in his career, but since he tore his Achilles, not the same guy. And Kyler Murray is on his way to not being in the NFL. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm too short to see over the NFL line. You can't see. You can't make the plays if you don't see the plays, that there's a play to be made. We all know that Dillon Gabriel is not the future of the Cleveland Browns. We all know that Shador at some point is going to start for the Cleveland Browns. And we also know, those of us who follow football, he's probably not going to play that well. Not because he's not good, not because he's not practicing, not because he's not prepared. I know Rex Ryan took some jabs at him. But the Browns suck. The Browns are a terrible franchise. If you go to the Browns or the Jets, you're done. You're not going to have success in Cleveland. You're not going to have success with the Jets. Those are terrible franchises. Until Baker got there, for the most part, you're not going to have success with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, Brady was a finished product. But it's very rare. If you're at the Raiders, you're going to suck. Some of these franchises are just trash franchises. They have bad owners. They have bad GMs. They have bad coaches. They're firing everyone. The Titans, throw them on the list. They're firing everyone every other year. Even my Colts, terrible franchise. Rest in peace, Jim Irsay, but terrible franchise. Robert Irsay, terrible owner. They lucked into Peyton Manning. And even with Peyton Manning, they were only able to procure one Super Bowl win. Some franchises are just destined to be doormats. Some franchises are just destined to be losers. It's almost like in a movie. Before CGI, you had to have some extras in the movie. I remember when I was living out in Seattle, I went and tried out to be an extra in Grey's Anatomy. They would have open tryouts every week. We're just looking for extras at the hospital. The guy that's vomiting into a bucket because he has a stomach virus. The guy that got shot and is bleeding out, gonna be an extra on Grey's Anatomy. That's what those teams are. That's what the Browns are. They're extra. You gotta have 32 teams for this thing to work. They're an extra. You could erase the Browns and put in the Toronto Argonauts, and nobody would know the difference, and nobody would care. But this stuff about Shador. Look, I don't like the way he was treated, but at the end of the day, he was a fifth-round pick. That's how the NFL views him, whether it's fair or not. I'm not in the business of trying to understand what owners are doing, what billionaires are doing, what their motives are. People take this stuff way too seriously. I look at the NFL for entertainment, man. I don't look at the NFL. I said this over the Kaepernick stuff. I don't look at NFL for black activism. I host the Rubicon for that, the healthcare show. We talk a lot about black activism on the Rubicon. When I'm watching the NFL, I just want to come home after a long day of work, sit down, have something to eat, maybe some popcorn, something to drink, and enjoy myself for the next 2 hours. And this Shador stuff's going way too far. I'm rooting for Shador to succeed. I think that if he gets to play and when he gets to play, I think he'll be somewhat successful, but the Browns suck. So what I don't want to hear when he plays, I don't want people to be angry if he doesn't go out and throw for 4 touchdowns. Because the Browns are a factory of sadness of a franchise. I just think people should be patient. He's a rookie. Patient with him when he plays. Patient with him if he doesn't play. And finally, I don't think that there's a conspiracy to hold Shador Sanders back. I definitely think that there was a response to him and his father and the way they carried themselves. And I say all the time, one of the worst things you could do as an African-American male in the United States of America is be brash and show too much moxie and be haughty and recalcitrant and all those other words. But I think the Sanders family has some flaw here, too. And I think they overplayed their hand, didn't work out. That's fine. The talent, the cream will rise to the crop. And Shador will get his chance and his opportunity. So let's just wait and let's just be patient and root for him. Let's not root for Dylan Gabriel to get hurt. Let's not be angry at the Browns organization because they didn't prepare and start and develop a fifth round pick. It didn't work that way for Tom Brady. It didn't work that way for Brock Purdy. It has not worked that way for late draft picks. You have to be prepared and ready to step in. I think Shador will be ready to step in. That's a bad team, but he'll do the best that he can. I'll be rooting for him. But I'm not going to give Shador Sanders a handy job. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say, hey, Coach Prime, please bless me with more nuggets of wisdom because you're so much smarter and understand life better than I do because you are a great cornerback in the NFL. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a sycophant. I'm not a stan. I'm not wearing a pair of diamond turf shoes as I'm doing this segment. I don't have a poster of Deion high stepping above my bed that my wife and I sleep on. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a sycophant. Sink or swim, man. Sink or swim. Josie and Brown up next, Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
XM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lanch J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
I'm still wearing cashmere. Yeah. I'm still walking around in alligators. I'm still looking at the diamonds on this big old Rolex. I'm still riding around that limousine. And I am still driving the women in this world completely out of their ever-loving cotton-picking minds because I am still the world heavyweight wrestling champion. Do I make myself clear?
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. peacemakers, risk takers, for the optimists, pessimists, exhibitionists, for long distance love, for the farsighted, nearsighted, for introverts and extroverts, for the thinkers and the doers, for old friends. Coca-Cola, for everyone.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.